So the big question is this. How are gigging musicians like us, who don't make any money streaming, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we treat our music careers as online businesses in a way that lets us get our music and the things we believe in out to the world, yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Jared Judge, and welcome to the Gigging Musician Podcast.
What's up, gigging pros? It's Jared Judge. Welcome back to another episode of the Gigging Musician Podcast. Today, I want to chat about something very, very important that I haven't really chatted much about before, but it is kind of the thing that once you get this in order, everything else becomes easier. And for me, that thing is belief. And I'm not talking about religious beliefs or anything like that. I'm talking about belief in yourself and belief in the process. So I talk about this because I was chatting with a couple musicians recently, and we all, like, I love to get real and get deep about things. And I asked them, like, what is holding you back? Why are you essentially pulling your punches? And basically what it boils down to is they didn't and might still not fully believe in themselves. And how this affects them is that they don't book the gigs that they want because they don't do the actions that are required to get those gigs, simply because they don't believe that they deserve them, or they don't believe in their ability to do the things that they need to do to get them. And so this belief thing is everything. It starts, like, it literally kicks off the process. If you believe in yourself, then everything becomes easier. Now, I know that we musicians are natural perfectionists. We're always critical of our own mistakes as musicians, critical of the way we sound, critical of the way we look, critical of the way that we present ourselves, both in the real world and online. But unfortunately, what winds up happening is this sabotages our belief in ourselves. Like, all of a sudden, even if we play music to a degree that is enjoyable by others, especially the people who want to book us for the high-paying gigs, then we don't believe that we are the right guy for the job or the right gal for the job, simply because we just don't believe we're good enough, which is crazy. And I know that if you are a musician who is the type of musician to listen to a podcast on business tips for gigging musicians, you probably are already more than good enough. Like, you probably have a high degree of accomplishment. You know, I don't think you're just a beginner on your instrument. You're probably listening to other podcasts if you're a beginner on your instrument or beginner at singing. But if you're listening to a podcast on business tips for gigging musicians, it's probably because you already, to some degree, believe that you are on the right path. You've accomplished more than what many, you know, most beginners have and many professional musicians have. But, you know, there's something that's still holding you back. And I think for many of us, it's that belief in ourselves, belief that we're worthy of the goals that we set out for ourselves. I recently did another full-time music challenge, and on the last day, we talked about this idea of belief. And it gets back to, like, there's this book that I read that was recommended to me by many people that actually happens to be the top-selling, like, business and personal development book of all time, called Think and Grow Rich by an author called Napoleon Hill. It was written in the early 1900s, but it's just as relevant, if not more, today. And one of the concepts in that book, like, I love reading business books and picking out the gems and figuring out how to apply it to my music career, what I'm working on at the time. But one of the things in this book was a concept Napoleon Hill calls definiteness of purpose. And Napoleon Hill defines definiteness of purpose as, like, there's one thing that everybody needs to have to be successful, which is the knowledge of what one wants and a burning desire to have it. And so I know this is kind of slightly different than belief, but it's actually all related, because if you wander about your life as a musician without setting goals for yourself, then odds are you don't really know what you want. Like, if you're not steering the ship in one particular direction, then it might not go where you expect it to. So having a knowledge of what one wants is key, but then a burning desire to have it. So having a desire, that's like everything. You have to know that you want it, and you have to really, really want it. It can't just be like a, oh, that'd be nice to have. You have to like, you have to actually have a burning desire to have it. But in order to get there, in order to have the things that you want, you have to believe that you are worthy of them. So I would urge you, like, is think about this, really get deep with yourself, and I don't know, kind of have a one-on-one, like, personal therapy session. Do you believe that you are worthy of the things that you want to have? And if not, it's time to think about that. Like, odds are you actually are worthy of them, but there are some thoughts and some beliefs that are not serving you, that are preventing you from having the things that you want and actually going out and pursuing your goals to a full degree, like pedal to the metal. I mentioned in the challenge, like, I'm the kind of guy, when I discover something that I want or that I want to do, like, I don't just go and half-ass it. I go all in. I put the pedal to the metal and I just go. And sure, I make a lot of mistakes on the way, but I still, like, I achieve the goal. And if I don't achieve the goal, I've learned a lot on the way, but only because I believe that I'm worthy of those goals, and that belief enables me to do the things that I need to do in order to pursue those goals fully. So I hope that was helpful. I know it got a little rambly there, but I hope you enjoyed chatting with me, hearing how I think about this, because this is the stuff they don't really talk about in music lessons or in music school, from my experience. Like, they just talked about the technical parts of playing your instrument and the history and the theory behind it. But I think if we actually dug deep into the mindset of musicians and what we truly believe, like, that would enable us to do so much more as musicians. And maybe not just even in our musical lives, but in our other lives too. So thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Gigging Musician Podcast. Remember, you are just one gig away.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Gigging Musician Podcast. If you liked this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and tag me and post on Instagram, letting me know what you liked about this episode, and let me know what you would like to hear in future episodes. That will help me serve you better. Also, I would love to invite you to my upcoming 5-day full-time music challenge. Just give me 5 short days and I will show you a step-by-step plan to make real consistent income with your music. It's totally free, and you can register on fulltimemusicchallenge.com. That's fulltime, one word, no dash in between, fulltimemusicchallenge.com. Thanks again, and I hope to see you in my next challenge.